Nero, but I'm a campground. The Mishnah, when the Mishnah uses Eloshin of Kule, it might say Pesna of Cheshbe, so it has reference to the case, so it means that if Dimu Lugin fall into the Mishnah from 4K, it doesn't become possible. It only becomes possible if they fall from 3K into the Mishnah. And as far as Amshoche is concerned, so on the contrary, the Blessed of Yaakov is the Mahir, and he only allows Hamshoche in a case where it's desiring before they come into the mikveh, and then they come into the mikveh. But if you teso, according to Rabbi Yaakov, if you teso, Ma'im Shuri will be nimshach into a veyer, into a mikveh, that has a chopal of so mitshori, then Hamshoche is possible. Then Hamshoche is ineffective. Mashuik in the Rabbonot Rabbi Yaakov, they are more major, and they allow Hamshoche not only in the case where the Tarubes takes place in the Chotzer or in the Gad, but even in the case where the Yuteso Manshubi fall into a mikveh, into a beya that already has Chopal of Somik Shami, even in that case, the Rabbonot Rabbi Yaakov allow Hamshoche. So maybe there is a machlekes. So in two situations, everybody agrees that Hamshoche is effective. In the case where the tarubes between Meishonim and Maimshonim takes place in the Chotzer and then they glide into the mikveh, and then the other case where the tarubes of the Maimshonim, of Yutes Maimshonim and Chopalot Tzor, Meishonim takes place in the Gad, and then it's nimshach into the mikveh. So in these two cases, everybody agrees that Hamshoche is effective. But there is another case where there is a machlok between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yaakov. You have in the mikveh, you already have chopal tzor, and then you are mamshich, you teso into the mikveh. So then, according to Rabbanan and Rabbi Yaakov, Hamshoche is ineffective. According to Rabbanan, Hamshoche is effective, and the Rambam passes like Rabbanan. This is. Now the Rambam says, I will use the tefillah my psuri, but I can't have it. I lay and raise my chair and my hand. This is a decision of the Rambam. In other words, the twin is Hamshoche effective if the chopal of psor rain into the bay of first, and then you are mamshich yuteso. But suppose you are mamshich first yuteso, then it started to rain, and the twin is in chopal of psor, so it's possible. Shir Hamshoche zu in poches the gimut vach. Now, Rashi in Gemurah Daf Yud Beis, so when he mentions Hamshoche, who pays for a mikveh, so Yaren Nabu is a mikveh, that he will be shown in Mifso and mikveh the high garden. Our Yasser Ritz with Gumo in the Rochik, the Yaren Nabu is a Hagumo, the Kaucha Mayim der Hachritz, we say Hamikveh, Rahim Hamshoche. So the Bach here, and you look it up, you'll see. The Bach is in Dayan from Lashon of Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Chitz v'gumel in Rochet. What does v'gumel Rochet mean? What does it mean in Rochet? So the Bach says, what Rashi means is this. In other words, what's Hamshoche? Let's say, here is the Mikveh. Let's say, here is the Mikveh. Should look like a bear, so. So here is the Mikveh. And then, you are mamshich. And here there is a chritz. Let's say, here there is a chritz. So you dump into the chritz a little away from the bear. So you dump water. You take from a grid, and I spill water into the chritz. And then, It enters the reeds and then it glides gradually into the bay. So that's Hashem. So the Bach says, when Rashi says, so that means here heavily and die. Don't pull the water from the tree into the reeds, and then I'm finished dumping. So Silik is Yodim Yabri, and by the time when he's Misalik is Yodim Yabri, so it still didn't start gliding. The water still didn't start gliding. But suppose, as I am spilling, as I'm emptying out the tree into the reeds, so it already starts to overflow from the reeds and to glide, even though by the time it comes into the bay, so it's already nifzakecha, you already put down the tree, so then it's not amsha. That's what Rashi means. Aber yasech reeds with gumol in the roche, v'yagem in adli v'isech agum. In other words, let's say, it is 8 o'clock in the morning now, so I take the tree, and I empty it out into the reeds. Now, it's 1 minute after 8, so I put down, I take away my hand, silly as yellow. And let's say, at 5 minutes after 8, or 2 minutes after 8, so it starts to overflow. But suppose it starts to overflow from the reeds and to glide into the bay while I'm still emptying out from the reeds, then it's not amsha. But that's the Bach's pshat in Rashi. The cold boy doesn't mention that requirement, and no one in Shmono mentions that requirement. Only the Bach mentions such a requirement. But the cold boy mentions another requirement. That what does it mean that it has to be in order to be amshocher? So, and he says that's the pshat in Rashi. Yasech reads with gumol in rochim. It has to be gimut rochim or more. But if it's less than gimut rochim, if it's 2 tvachim or 3 tvachim and a half, 2 tvachim and 3/4 of it ever, or a mashu less than 3 tvachim away, if I spill the water, a mashu less than 3 tvachim away from the bay, then because of lomut, so it's not in rochim. So then it's considered as if he directly poured the water into me, because of the Allah of Allah. So first of all, many Yachirik and the cold boys did that only it has to be 3 or more than 3 tvachim away. Why? Because if it's less than 3 tvachim away, if you spill the water less than 3 tvachim away, so then we apply the Allah of Allah. Teitzvah says in Sukkim, we learned it last year. Spaces says in Sukkot Afid Zayin that we only say Lomud L'Hokke, we do not say Lomud L'Hachia. Here we are applying the Aloche of Lomud L'Hachia. So what's the Shikha of the whole world? That we do say Lomud L'Hachia. It's not such a good portion that it's Teitzvah says so, and the Shulchan Aruch passes in Chesuke that way. But the Kolbe Shikha is that we say Lomud L'Hachia. Otherwise, why should it be like this? Now, here, the Mechaba passes like the Lord. And then passes like the Kodo. That Shiur Abshoche Zue in Poches Midimotvach. In Poches Midimotvach. Even though the Mechaba in the Chesuke passes states with him. That we only say in Ogur the Hoki or not Lachmir. And here he passes like the Ogur, like the Kodboy, that we say in Ogur Lachmir. So that's a cash. So, that's the conclusion. Shir Amshoche Zuhe in Pochis Mitmutvah. In Amshoche Meyales Al Gabi Karki Al Gabi Tzinia. Shemoyo of Shekri Bitonish. Avon Mishach Al Gabi Keirin. Afi Yomidro Mechayit Zemem Lahab Amshoche. That's a right. Videi Shemri. So only the right requires, and the Mechaba Pastor from the right is, that it shouldn't be Al Gabi Keirin. But the right doesn't require, and the Mechaba doesn't require, that Amshoche should be Dafk Al Gabi Karki. As long as it's not al gabi keri, even if it is not al gabi karki, so it's all right. But Rambo says no. Shemri in Amshoche Meyales Al Gabi Karki or all the way up. So Meyle it becomes both of the karki. If you are mamshich on the karki on the sandy ground, so that absorbs it, and then Then, so when Christ into the mikveh is considered as in the earth, the ground had exuded the water, and then Christ into the mikveh. Mashiach, if you are made am shoche not al gabikar ke orol lebreya, so that's not am shoche. Al gabikar ke orol lebreya bo. Av nish al gabi lisabonim she orol lebreya bo. Vichol shim al gabi daf lekwi. Av opi shim is pisra amikre, loy nehan. So of course, kwi, everybody agrees. But that, according to Mechaber, is all right. According to the Ramo, no. Vitev hachmer hachkele, so the Eved is not makti from them. Who shite is it that Am Shoche has to be only al gabi karke or only
Goyak?
So suppose you have a stone karke, a stone ground that is not the Goyak, so then Am Shoche cannot be made. It only on sandy ground, according to Mordechai, not on a stone ground. Alright. Mikve shen yveya v'nisyadik v'kayitz, vo yvei rochek menu ktsas, ומלואו מים שורים, ונשמאו המקווה מתחת הקרקע, מלסו מים שורים, המקווה כושר כאילו הוא מביא. So, what kind of הלוכה is this? This is the two mentions that in the name of the Rosh, in the Chuk. But the Rosh, if you look up the Chuk, the Rosh of the Rosh, you will see that the Rosh הלוכה is based upon an evaluation of the Mitzias. In other words, if you had a mikveh that was mediah, that emanated from the karka itself, and then for some reason it was nisyadeh, and there is a beirochet men, ktsas, and you will man shurim, nismale hamikre mitachas akarka, meyoisi man shurim, because since there was a mikveh that emanated from the karka, there was a mayon, even though that mayon dried up, but once you fill it up with water, So the Mayim Shurim serve as a booster shot, and they arouse the heretofore Mayim that was latent, you see. So anyway, so we say that as a result of the Mayim Shurim running under the ground, so the latent Mayim is aroused. And so anyway, some water comes out now from the mayon, so that affects Hashokin and the mayon shuvim. That's why it's kosher. Habola hamshich mayon lemikre. So shall we have vidogo hamikabel tumo. Ki mikshomim sharitza lamshichu nubarimach elas es mikre, v'yechiz v'yod itak, v'yavir molot, v'yamiach adal v'karka, v'yose v'yodem, mishom v'karindav v'amayon molot. וחיצירים של מטרס, אוסו והמשר במים למיקרה, שמקבל תומה, והוא שיאמרים לבין הגיה מדובר המקבל תומה משיחה מיקרה. אבו נקבל על ספוסי וחוץ למשוך המשיחה, או שמחבל לפייסירים של ריבר צינקופים, של ריבר ושוחרר שהמים מקבל תומה למיקרה כושר. ואם הסירים של מטרס מחובר מקרקע, אתה מתפרח להגיה משיחה מיקרה כושר, שהרי מקבל תומה וכישובות לדבטה, תצי הלוכה אופה ויוסון על מיטה. So according to the Rambam Yirei, the whole halacha of Rabbi Yosef al-Mitare is a prerequisite in Mayim. Let's say, we got a Tfilas Zobim Tzoronim, where we need Mayim, so the halacha is that in the medium of transmission is something that we come to me, so it doesn't have a din of the Mayim. Mashiach to Rabbi Mikre, there is no requirement that the medium of transmission has to be something that is not recovered to me. So according to the Rambam Shite, you can use a metal pipe to transmit water as a medium of transmission, to transmit water into the mikveh, and it's kosher. But most Rishonim, Achir Kan Rambam Yirei, and they hold that the requirement of Aviyosi al-Mitare, that the medium of transmission cannot be something that is mikabel tume, applies even to mikre. It applies even to mikre. So that's what the Mechaber passes. But, he says, but if the ceiling, the pipe, the metal pipe, is attached to the karke, so then, if my ceiling shall mattress in the hub of the karke, after the kaleach or hegye, ושיחמית בקושר, שערי מקבל תומר לפי שהוא בוטל אגב כך, Now, because then the chuber is not become true. Now the question is raised against the psak of the mechaber, but we pass like the mandoma, the tonush. The second thing is the tonush. So even though we attach that to the kalkel, but it's still tonush is a chibrei. So it's still become true. How can that pipe be used as a medium of transmission? So the Yehuda, so he says, because he mentions a Mishnah Kehle that says that when we say that Tosh Yisef Chidrei is Habe Tosh, that's only if, let's say, you take Kidah that was originally Tosh and it wasn't manufactured for the purpose of being attached to the car. But one person attached it by the car. But if you take a certain pipe that is at the very outset, it's manufactured for the purpose of being installed in the country, so then we do not say Torah specifically we have a Torah. So in other words, when Mechaba says in Masilin shall matfas mechuba lekarke, it means if the ceiling is that kind of a ceiling that is constructed at the very outset for the purpose of installing it in the karke, because the pipes that are installed in the karke are constructed in a special way. They are not constructed in the same way as the pipes that are used with Tosh. So the melee seems, that's why the Mechaba Yudhi Roshi Masilin shall not fast Mechuba Mekarke. If it is a kind of a ceiling that at the very outset it is, when it's constructed, it is constructed for the purpose of being installed in the karke, then we don't say Tosh is a people have a Tosh. Just one second, that's the Yehuda says, I think. You know, he mentions a riot from the mission game. The Yehuda being told that as a calculator, but maybe one of them is a mission down. I will manage my mind in the mikve. I feel out of Ram Kabu to the kosher. The Hashim was a mikve shaman shahamai in the Seche. So the Huba of my own mikve shaman shahamai in Shom. The Yeshi Shin in the Halimitah. So the first washing is the sheet of the Rosh. The second washing is the sheet of the Rajko. The sheet of the Rosh is children is a requirement of Habu Yossi Auditare, that in the medium of transmission is something that's recovered to me. So then, the mikve is possible, that's only if you use a medium of transmission to transmit water, rainwater, into the mikve. Let's say, you take a pipe and you place it against the wall of the building. So then, it starts raining, so all the water that rains on the roof drains, is channeled through the pipe into the mikve. But if you take a pipe and you connect it between one mikve and the other mikve, so for the halacha of chibur mikveis, so it means that when you are tameir in this mikve, in effect you are tameir in the other mikve too. So we cannot apply the psur of Aviyose al-Ritume. The psur of Aviyose al-Ritume applies only to a case where you try to transmit rainwater. Let's say, water that falls in through the pipe, on the roof, through the pipe, into the mikveh. So we say, since a Dovah Avikav al-Ritume is used as a medium of transmission, so it's possible. But if you have a mikveh chera here, and then you want, and here you dog it, and you want to transmit water from this mikveh into that mikveh, into that there, and you place a metal pipe, so according to the Rosh, it's all right. Because since you are mechaber to a mikveh chero, so kolam chumal mikveh is itself like a mikveh. So mere the psul of Avios Nalgitume doesn't apply. That's the sheet of the Rosh. And the Yesh Mishin Mechal Mikach, that's the sheet of the Rosh. There will not be any other shia because I have to go to New York, so you have to forgive.
Kach Ches Adar Hashem Tov Shem Mem Beis, March 23rd, 1982, Bliyan.
Now we are up to Sif Nun. Mikve shom yishonim shenit ratzachat b'solot. והמן ניצים דרך הסדק אם נשארו בימים סוח השיות סוכסוסון של הסדק כושר ואין לא אף פוסק משום דהב לו זכו ואין מיקרן מיקרן בזכו. So the Ramos says
ויש מחמירים אפילו משוע אומר משוע עד הסלם ויש מוכים לדברים מחתכי רמיסטים הסלם וכל זה דווקא במקרה שנבוא ממעלה אבל בואי מעלה מרוחש לסחולוס ויציע סמיים כמו זה יכולים מאוד כשאין חזר במקרה אבל כשיצא מעט וחזר שם לא נתחזר ואם בו ניסטי מעשה כשאי שערו ישוער בימן זו לא ניסטי מסביות ולכל דבר המקבותומה ויש מי שמטרי על ניסטי בכל דבר שמקבל שמקבל תומה מקבל תומה Now, so this is based upon the Gemara the Mishnah in the Kroyes. Now, we went over it very thoroughly the first time. We learned the Mishnahis. So it's really only a Chazorah now. Now, so there, it has to do with the Mishnah Perkei Mishnah Hei. Hazichlin ki mayom ba'anitrin ki mikre. Heit rapzodik al hazichlin sherobo ba'anitrin שאין שיר ונטרין שעושה זכרין סמך אפילו מקר אפילו קונה אפילו זו וזו וירי ניטי ורבי רבי יהודה רבי סמר כל דבר שמיקב אותו מן מסכרין so the Rash explains it the Rash says very briefly הנטרין שעושה זכרין כדי מקרה שפורה הצלצפוס אל ימים אבי יצא מזכרין in other words there is a hole in the wall of the mikvah so it breaks out So, neither just as if we say we have to make a full come after the zobi zobi near the finger. We will have you there. Rabbi say we have to make a full come to be masculine. So you cannot block it with something that is mikabu to me. But you have to block the hole with something that is not mikabu to me. So according to the Rash Pshat, so we see two halachas mentioned in the Mishnah. Number one, that if an machmas is naked, So the water starts leaking out, so it involves the psul of Sfile. Number two, that the halacha of Abiyosov al-Bitare does not only imply that something that is mekabel tumah, so it cannot be used as a medium of transmission. Even if you already have mensah, but there is leket, and you use something that is mekabel tumah to block, to plug it, so that the water will not come out, will not leak out, so it also comes within the aloha of Aviyosan Litar. It's a big chinesh, because one could say, Aviyosan Litar only implies that something that is mikabel tumah cannot be used as a medium of transmission, but if the water is there already, but you use something to prevent the leaking out, then it's not used as a medium of transmission, it's only used as a preventive, as a minea, that water should not come out, not to transmit. But according to the Rash, Pshat in the Mishneh, so Rabbi Yisi says, Nektin Shosa Zeichli, so Rabbi Yude says, you can use something that is Mikabel Tumah to prevent the leaking out, and Rabbi Yisi says, no, not only something that is Mikabel Tumah cannot be used as a transmitter, but it cannot even be used as a minea to prevent the leaking out. That's what, and we ask like Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, so then the Rosh has two pshat in the Rash. One pshat in the Rash is that when the Rosh says, Suppose you have two mikvahs. You have a mikveh here and a mikveh here. And then you have a case. And there is a mekveh. So the first lashon in the Rosh is that according to the Rosh Pshat, even if the mekveh is limayot, let's say the mekveh is there. So after all the water will leak out through the mekveh, below the mekveh there will be memsolet. So even in such a case, the Mishnah says, that it is possible. Then it is possible. It is possible. And you cannot, and then Rabbi Yisi says, you cannot plug the mekeh. You cannot block the mekeh with something that is in kavutu. Then the Rosh says, Ba'anochi yeisa l'forish, Ba'anochi yeisa l'forish, Yimayra dein v'nikve memso, Uroishi yisim asrile. In other words, in the case where the mekeh is high up in the wall, so even after all the water will have leaked out,
there will still be enough water, men saw below the neck, yeah? So then it's kosher. And then you can black it because you don't need it over there. So it doesn't involve the psula schira. But when does the Mishnah say that it was a zikrin? So you cannot be black it with dover that you come to there. That means before you black it. So it's certainly possible if the nekev is very low in the law. Let's say the nekev is here. So in other words, below the nekev, there is less than memsah. So after it will have leaked out, so then there won't be memsah left. So even though the tefillah takes place right now, and it will take, let's say, 10 days until the water will leak out, but since ultimately it's destined not to have memsah, so maybe it involves the psul of schir. It involves the psul of schir. And that, so these are two bishenes in the rosh, and it's pshot in the rash. It's pshot in the rash. And then, but from the rosh, from the tshuvas rosh, it's mashman, even from the... We went over the lashon of the rosh in Hilchas Mikvos, Siman Yudalev, it's mashman. And certainly from the tshuvas rosh, it's mashman, that the rosh is chelek even on the second lashon in the rosh peruk. Because the rosh own shit is that when does the psul of zeichel apply? Only to a case where the water in their entirety are zeichel, like meimayim. But if the water in their entirety are not zeichel, but because of the neker, so it leaks out, it doesn't involve the psul of zeichel. I mean, it doesn't involve the psul of zeichel. So actually, we have three sheets. We have the shita of the Rash, according to the first lashon in the Rosh, that the psul of schira applies even if the neket is high up in the wall, so that after all the water will have leaked out, there will still remain below the neket memsah, so it still involves the psul of schira. Then we have the second shita, and that is also the shita, that is the first lashon of the Rosh in the Rash. In the Rash. And who shita is it? Definitely like that. The Rashbo, in Shar HaMayim, in Deras HaBayis, in Shar HaMayim, Shar HaBayis. So he says it explicitly, that the pshat in the Mishnah is Nekim Shosh HaZeichrim. So it means, until you are misaken it, so it's possible. Even if the Nekim is high in the world, so that there will be memsah left after all the water will have leaked out, so it still involves the psul of schir. That's the shite of the Rashbo in Shar HaMayim, and that is the first lashon of the Rosh in the Rashi. And then there is the other shite, the second lashon in the Rosh, that if it is high in the wall, so that after all the water will have leaked out, so it will still be Memsoleh, below the Nekev, then it's kosher. But if the Nekev is low in the wall, so after all the water will have leaked out, so then it will be, after all the water will have leaked out, so there will be Memsoleh in the Mikveleh. So even though the Tefillah takes place now, before the water had an opportunity to leak out, so it's possible. And then there is the shite of the Rosh himself, according to Tzemach Tzedek, and not only Tzemach Tzedek, in Simen, in Tshuvah Kufsamah Dalet, Kufsamah Hei, the Tashbas, in Simen Chelek Aleph, Simen Yitzayim, he says that the shite of the Rosh himself is that even if the Nekev is very low in the world, so that in due course, not a drop of water will be left, but if a person will be taken before the water leaks out, so it's a good feeling. It's not zeichel. When does it involve the psul of zeichel? When the water in their entirety are zeichel, in the same way as water of the mayor is zeichel. But if the water is zeichel, little by little, because of the naked, so there it's not zeichel. And the Tashbas, the Tshuveh,
Yud Zion says that's the Shita Gerosh, and that's also the Tzemach Tzedek says that that's the Tshuva Rosh. We went over the lashon of the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvayos in Yudalev, and it's mashma that way. Now the Bir Agro says that the Rosh Shita himself is that if the Nekev is low in the world, so that in due course all the water will have, there won't be men so left. So then the sheet of the Rosh is that it's possible. That's what the Bir Agro says. Why did the Bir Agro say that? Because the tomb is like that. The Rosh of the tomb is like that. We went over the tool inside when we learned the Mishnah. And there is no purpose in going over again, but just briefly. Oh, Daf Kuftes Omud Beis. Kuftes Omud Beis. Kuftes on the base, the seventh line from the top of the Omer. Mikve sheniz dat yachod mekeslo. Vamayim yeitzim der chasebe. Yeish peislo neiso, afu yeish bekama soy. Biinyen sheyisha, bomem so, acha sheyeitzu der chasebe. Lifi shekiven shemayim oeleinu yinor motzeiz, choshif kuek zeichu. That's the sheet of the Rashbo in Sharamal, that's the biggest chumrah. That even if the Tzedek is very high in the world, so that even in due course, when all the water will have leaked out, so there will still be Memsor, more than Memsor, below the left, below the Nekev, it's still possible. That's the sheet of the Rashbo, and the first lotion of the Rosh in the Rash. The Adeni of the Rosh Al-Kosav, Vada in Yishor of the Memsor, Achashini Tzuksosom, der Hasede Kosher, aber in der Bisha und in dem Soin, possible. So that's why the Gros says, the Rishit of the Gros, of the Turi, of the Rosh is, that if the Sedek is low in the law, so that in due course, so there won't be Nem Soleh, so it's possible according to the Rosh. Because the Tur says so in the Rishit of the Rosh. But from the Russian of the Russian Mechuda, every look as the grace, it's mashma the other way, that he is the biggest Nekil, that even if the Tzedek is very low in the world, so that in due course, not a drop of water will be left, but if somebody stays there before it leaks out, it's a good feeling. Zeichel is only when the water in their entirety tend to be Zeichel, like Neymar. Then it involved the Tzur Tzvileh. So why does the Tzur mention the name of the Rosh that way? So the Tzemach Tzedeh is in Tshuveh Kuf Samadalev and in Tshuveh Kuf Samachel. He explains it because the Rosh in the Tshuveh, even though he appears to say that he is disposed of the Shite, that the Psul of Zeichlin only applies when the water in the entirety is Zeichlin. Like Nehemiah, not if it is, it leaks out as a result of the Nekev, but he is Cheshish for the Shite of the Rash. He is Cheshish. So when the Torah says, Vadeni of Yavoz al Kosav, it's a very good shot in the Torah. Because first he mentions the Shite of the Rashbo, the biggest Chumrah, that even if the Tzedek is very high in the world, and the Memsor will always be left. So it's still possible. And that's possibly the sheet of the Rash too. So then he says, Vadeni of the Rosh al Kosav, Vadai Yishuahu Beruzo Acha Sheim Tzuksosom Derech HaSedek is kosher. So it means, Vadeni of the Rosh Lichumre, because he is Cheishish for the sheet of the Rash. And the Rosh says here,
First, he mentions the first pshat in the Rashi, that even if the tzedek is very high in the world, it involves the psul of zeichlin, and then he says, "Va'loch emisal uporish the mayor day in the mikvah and so." In loyshin is the maschere, va'ashke michet. So in other words, and the ischenshish for the sheet of the Rashi. So the mele, this is what I really all the Rosh is saying. But the Rosh own sheet, towards which he is disposed, is that even if the neker is very low in the world, so as long as the water in their entirety are not zeichalim, like Mimayon, so it's kosher. This is how the Tzemach Tzedek explained it. Then the Tzemach Tzedek says something else, which is also mistaber, that even the other regime, like the Hashbo, who says that the psul of Schle applies even to a case where the nekev is very high, so that even in due course, so when all the water will have leaked out through the nekev, there will remain men so or more below the nekev. So it's possible, that's the sheet of the Rashbo, but that psul of Schle, even according to Rashbo, is only in Rabot. Now the psul of Schle is in the Reisidike psul. So that only, that, when does the Reisidike psul of Schle apply? When the water in the entirety is Eichel. Like a Shetef Shomim, that flows over its land, over a canyon. So in such a case, so when the water in the entirety is Eichel, so that psul is possibly the Reise. But the psul of Schile, even according to Rashbo, that it applies to a Schile Machmas Nekev, and even if the Nekev is hallowed, that psul that Tzemach Tzedek says, even according to Rashbo, is only the Rabbah. In other words, to have a psul of Schile in the Reise, that is according to everybody, only when the water in their entirety. The reason is why Hungarian Rabbonim are very machmir in Schile. I mean, you'll find that Hungarian Rabbonim will pass almost every mikveh. I mean, it's almost impossible. I mean, to have a mikveh that will be kshero, according to the psak of Hungarian Rabbonim. Fortunately, now in Chicago, we have a mikveh that is kosher holidays. Because they are machmir even in Gartis, Chilish, in Mikeres. So it's because they do not agree with the Tzemach Tzedek's shite, that Midraise, the psul of Schile, will only apply when the water in their entirety are there. So some of the Hungarian Rabbonim, I mean, not some say that, but the later Achim, Talmidim of the Maram Shit. So they were big machmirim in Schile, and they disapproved of what the Tzemach Tzedek says. And they say that according to the Rashbo, so if there is a Schile, even if the nekev is very high in the world, so then the Rashbo says it involves the psul of Schile, so it's with the Reise possible, but it's not mistava like that. It's mistava like the Tzemach Tzedek. Because the droshe in the Safo is Mayim Bizeichun, but Mikveh is not Bizeichun. So in other words, what does it mean Zeichun? Zeichun means if it's Mikveh and it is Zeichel, the way Mimayon ordinarily Zeichel, when the water have a tendency to be Zeichel, not if water leaks out because of a Nekev. So, even according to the Rishonim, and of course, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that the psul of Schile applies even to Schile Machmas Nekev, when the water in their entirety are not Zeichel, so it's only in the Rabbonon, but not in the Reis. Anyway, these are the Shittes. And that is, what is it?
I want to know if the water, while it's above the hole and leaking out, I mean, it has 1,000 saw. But maybe those who are makel and say it's not puzzle will
the
say...
The nekev is
high in the wall.
Yeah, okay.
And there will be retained memsa. But maybe the makelim say only once the water stops going out of the hole and there'll be the water beneath the level of the hole, therefore it couldn't even be going out of the hole, leaking out of the mikveh. Then can you tell them?
Once the water stops out going through the hole, that means the hole was blocked.
So then it's not possible the hole is black.
If but it's those who are made of,
if it's blocked by something, there's not become a tumor. So then
everybody's
everybody's made it. So this is what happened every Monday and Thursday. Yes. You know, so Chicago,
the
every Monday and Thursday. So we started to eat, and then
the McKeelian here say that even while the water is going out of the hole, you can toggle in it.
Because everybody's made it.
No, when it's leaking, while it's leaking out, yet we know there'll be retained mem saw. While it's leaking out, yet we know there will be retained mem saw.
Yeah, so you can retain it. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to block it if they make it. That's what the McKeelian said. Now then, there is another machlokes. I mentioned that when you learn the Mishnayos, according to the Shita, that's the Pesach of the Mechaber, that a schile is only passes if the nekev is low in the water, so that in due course there won't be mem solet. But if the nekev is high in the wall, so then, if the nekev is high in the wall, so then, now there is no nekev here low, so the nekev is only high in the wall. So the Pesach of the Mechaber is that you can retain it. That's like the second lotion in the Rosh, in the Rash, of the Rosh in the Rash. So the question is this, according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, which is the second lotion in the Rosh, in the Rash, so it's kosher. Is it kosher to be taken even below? Is it kosher to be taken even? So, is it kosher to be taken even high in the mikveh? You see, here there is an echo in the rock. So it's kosher to be taken. So, the Marik says that according to the second motion in the Rosh, that it's kosher to if the neck is high in the wall, so you can be taken. Why? Because even in due course, beneath the neck there will be men so left. So it's only the bottom of the mikveh. The bottom. Mm-hmm. He immerses himself, or she immerses herself, at the bottom of the mikveh, below the neck of the water. But, so then it's kosher. But he came, if one immerses himself on top of the mikveh, above the neck, here. So this water is destined to recover, then it's possible. That's what the Marik says in Chuvah Kufnun Vav. But however, the Tashbats in Siman Yud Zayin, he says he is chilek al hamahut, and he says that according to the second Rosh, in the Rosh, that if the nekev is high in the wall and below the nekev, there will always remain mem saw. So then it's kosher to be teveil even high in the mikveh, above the nekev. Here the nekev, here the mikveh, the water of the mikveh, and the level of the water is reaches up to here. So according to the Tashbats, the second washing in the Rosh, and that's the Pesach of the Mechaber, so you can be taken even high here. According to Marik, only here you can be taken in water, but not here. Why does the Tashbat say that even, why does the Marik says that even according to the second washing in the Rosh, you can only be taken there, you can only be taken here, below the neck, where the law is being sunk. But above the neck of Mark, because that water, if he stay there, if he or she is stay there, above the neck, so that means it's destined in due course not to help themselves. So the tefillah is not a good tefillah. The Tashba says, of what significance is the fact that here it's destined not to help themselves in due course, but after all, it's muted. So in other words, when he's stable up here, so he's considered to be stable below too. And it's very mistaken like the Tashbat. But the Marik says the opposite. The Marik says the opposite. But it's very mistaken, and the Tzemach Tzedek is machmila like the Tashbat, but still, there is a basis to be machmi. There is a basis to be machmi for it because of the sheet of the machmi. The Yesh machmiri, then the Ramo is more machmi. So the Ramon is machmir apilu yishlaru memzoa basedek v'yishlochish l'divreyem v'chatuvile listei basedek v'chol ze davke v'mikve sheneboyo mimayu. So the Ramon is only machmir chatuvile, but the Eved is not machmir Ramon. So I mean, that chumre to be machmir, even my schilo sheni keres, is a very big chumre, is schilo to be machmir, is schilo sheni keres. So he said, v'chol zeh davke b'mikve sheni boye m'mayon. Avol im hi boye m'mayon, in lochesh l'scholoso. Naturally, the mikve is a mayon mikve. So then, even though all the water is zeichel, the entirety is zeichel. So it's kosher. So how can we be machmir in connection with the schilo machmas enekel? When yitzia samayim kol zeichelim, elo kishin chizel v'mikve. Aber wenn sie jetzt im Jahr die Chesren schon, wo im Mikras gelegt, das ist ein Reverse, das ist immer ein Reisari Reis. So, aber wenn sie jetzt im Jahr die Chesren von Mikras gelegt, wie im Bo ist der Masebek, die die Schiri Schabu bei ihm im So, wo ist der Meise Biyade, wo ich hol Dabar am Kabel Tume. Where is the Bokeh? That's this Mishne. Nehmt ihm schon so Zechli, so how does the Rashi explain it? Nehmt ihm schon so Zechli. There is an Ekev in the wall, so Rabbi Yudah says, after it was obvious, they can block it. But Rabbi Yisi says, "Kol domah shu mikabel tumei baschunde," and we pass like Rabbi Yisi. But then he says, "V'yesh mishematir listei b'chol domah shu mikabel tumei." Who is the yesh mishematir? There's the Rosh, because the Rosh in his Pekush. So first he mentions two pshatim in the Rash, and both pshatim in the Rash, both the shemis in the Rash, are based upon the premise that nitin shos ezeichu means. He became Zeichlin as a result of the Nekev in the wall. So then the Rosh says, no, that's not the proper pshat in the Mishneh, because if the Mishneh means Leitin Shasa Zeichlin, because of the Nekev, it started in Karut, so why does... So in the Rosh says, no, the pshat in the Mishneh is something else. Nathan Shosa Zechon means, you have a mikveh here. You have a mikveh here. And then, you want to construct a mikveh over here too. And you want the water from this mikveh to come to this mikveh. So Nathan Shosa Zechon, so if you want this mikveh of Nathan to be Zechon into another mikveh, into another area, so he says, say you have to make up for it, so even a Zav and Izove, so they can use their hands and their feet as a medium of transmission, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as a medium of transmission. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Kol Dovo Shehu Mikabel Tumei Maschunei, if you have a mikveh here, and you want to manipulate that the water from this mikveh should run into this mikveh, so you can use a pipe, but it has to be that kind of a pipe that is not mikabel tume. But suppose you take a metal pipe and shoot a mattress is mikabel tume, and you put it, you insert it between this mikveh and this barrier, and to use that as a medium of transmission, you cannot do it. So in other words, so according to the Rosh Pshat, all that the Mishneh says, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Kolloshim kaptu maschulim bay." That something that a metal pipe, a metal tzinah, a tzinah shal matres, cannot be used as a transmitter of the water from one mikveh into the other, but as a block, as a plug, it can be used. So that's the second motion that the Mechaber mentions. V'yeshi mishematel yistei b'cholloshim kaptu tumei. So he says. The goal process, Shemikos must listen, but never aburim, the Rayo de Muta Kai Gavin must listen, who made him the Kirim Shekoda Hashem, Vain Rosho. Alright. Then Nika Pamikve, Umeimot Nathan, Meat Meat, or in Nibroim, the Kalke Meat Meat, Kosher, Lifishe is Kiloso Nikas.
Mifishe ischiloso mikas. So this, who says that? The Rashbo says that. But the Rashbo happens to be one of the Rishonim who say that if there is a neke even very high in the world, so that even in due course there will always be men so left below the neke, it still involves the psul. It still involves the psul of schile. So the Rashbo says that when is eichel possible only when the schile is schile nikeres. But if the schile is not schile nikeres, so then it doesn't pass. So in other words, what does schile nikeres mean? Schile nikeres means with the pupil, without chumras. Schile nikeres means that it's nikar with maris ayin. Let's say, suppose there is such an eket in the world, and if a person will stand at the wall, he will see that water comes out. He'll see that is schile nikeres. But if it cannot be detected with the maris ayin, so then it's not a schile nikeres, even though it can be determined by making, you know, a line, by measuring it. So you will be able to determine it, but if it's not nikya l'maresai, if it's not nikya l'maresai, so anyway, it doesn't pass. Only the observer can see, can readily see that it looks out. But if the observer cannot readily see it, then it doesn't pass. So that's the Rashboshi. So the Mechaber passed by the Rashbo. Look, the Kroh is Chilek on the Mechaber. He says, Nika, Divrei HaMechaber Temui, the Rashbo Kosav Mishitosef, Visbirle Kipiru Sharash, Avo Lufi Mashi Kosav Visipa Kinde, the Nipsel Aron Kim Yishol Yom Menkso, the Oz Abdechai Gav Mekosav. Oz Abdechai Gav Mekosav. So the Kroh is Chilek on the Rashbo, on the Mechaber. The more the Shmaitse of this Aloche is the Rashbo. So the Kroh says, the Rashbo can say it. Because the Rashbo Shite is, that the Psul of Schile applies into a Neket that is very high, that is very high in the world. So the Rashbo Shite is that the psul of schile applies into a neket that is very high in the world. So he says, since schile passes, even if the neket is high in the world, so that in due course, memso will be left, so mele, it's only shayach to pass it if it's schile nikeres. But if it's schile sheif nikeres, so then we don't pass it. It doesn't pass it. Mashiach in the Mechaba. So he says. So in other words, Mashiach in the Mechaba. He passed this in Sifnun. Mikra shom meikshom. Shemifratzach and Mitzolot. Vamayim geitzim derach ha-sedek. In Yishoah ovrim emsot. Ach shiitzik sosot. Shasa sere kosher. Vim lo atposot. Mishim dahavon izeichoin. Vim mikra mitayav izeichoin. So the Mechaba passed this. Like the second washing in the Rosh. That when can schile pass only when it's low in the world, when in due course. So there won't be memsoleh, if it is a situation where memsol will not be left, so the melee, so then it should pass even in the schile in the schile shenikas. Even in the schile shenikas. So that's why it's masik and mechaber. In other words, if the Rambo had mentioned that aloche, then the Kroh wouldn't be massacred, because there are more pastors like the Chatzila. He pastors like the Rashbo. He says, "Yesh machmirin afilu b'mishuah memso ad asedek v'yesh lochish l'nubrei l'chatzila list in asedek." So, if the Rashbo said, "Pamet v'onamuri kishe asedek u'mailo b'keisel v'yaschila in keres." Avol in yaschila in keres. The Asedek will be Maila Bekeisel, the Memso Yishuaru, Ad Asedek. So it's kosher. Then the Kroh will be Chilek and the Ramo. But the Kroh is Masik against the Mechaba. The Mechaba Shite is that where the Sedek is with Maila Bekeisel, then the Sedek can be very large. so it doesn't pass. So when does a tzedek pass? Only when the tzedek is very low in the world, so that in due course, men so not glad. So the course says, if in due course by itself, men so will not be left, and not a drop of water will be left. So men so it doesn't make any difference whether the lamateso will be left or not a drop of water will be left. As long as men so will in due course not remain in the mikveh, so mimele even if it will happen as a result of his chiloshim mikares, but if it's destined not to have men so it involves the psuotskim, according to the law. I mean, this is the shita of the law. Yes?
It seems like the girl makes two special dinners. As a chila. One is the chila for its own sake.
That's right. It's a big chila. She's a phenomenon. That's the shita of the law. As a matter of fact, all the poski, machiri coming on. All of them. Except the little poski. So they are machiri for the shita of the law. I mean, why do Yeri Rabboni Maso machiri for the shita of the law in regard to this, when the Gro is contrary to the Psak of the Mechaber and the Rambo, and it's Negev the Rabbonon, and they're not Machmir for the Shiva Zagro, let's say, in regard to Chodosh, where the Gro says that it's a Rav the Raise, and that I don't understand. But the fact is that all the Hungarian Rabbonim are very Machmir for the Shiva Zagro. And because of that, we had so much trouble with the old Mikveh. The old Mikveh, I mean, it's Mamish. There were days and nights that I had to crawl together with my sons in the basement there in the old mikveh to determine whether there is a schil or there is no schil, because it was not built properly. I mean, 20 years ago when the old mikveh was built, so I'm Pulaski, so it was not built properly. So in the middle, so we had every other week we had a problem with schil. But anyway, that's the sheet of the God. All right. Now, habol le'arei mikve poslo l'chosel, im mikve kosher l'achshirei, o yishishnei m'chaseri, ubo le'arvom l'achshiron, tzorich sheyei nekev, shebimeyem rochev kishifer esaneit, v'kiluach hamayim yekirei chavanek. So if somebody came to be me'arei mikve poslo, or that means shur shol, o yichoser mikve kosher, להכשירי, איש שני בחסירי, ובו להרבום להכשירון, צורך שיהיה נקב שבניהם רוכב כשבר הסמית. וכלוח המים יהיה כריך הבנק. Why is that? Because that's not in the מחלקס. הריבוש סימן רישו המלוויז, בשביל יחד מהפורשים, וכן קוסל אביס יוסף, because that's the מחלקס between רבנותם and the Because on one hand there is a משנה, אלא הוא מקווי שבר הסמית. On the other hand, there is a Mishnah in Tares, that the Gemara, that the Zayin in Gittin, of Nitzel Mekatafres, and Mashke Tefeach, and Yechipo, and Yutum of Itare, so only Mashke Tefeach, but Tefeach, but Tefeach, is Chipo. So Rabbi Tam is the Kashi, it's a Spirit. So Rabbi Tam says, the Nekev has to be as large as Shver Zayin. In other words, the Nekev that is long, over the diameter, that is as large as the these two fingers. So the Rambam says the nekev has to be as large as the Shver, but the water that has to go through the nekev only if it's a beyachat. But the Rambam is chilek. So the Rambam says no, that water, there must be water in the size of Shver HaSanein that goes through the nekev. Otherwise, it's not mechaber, it's not me'arei, the two mikvos. And when the Mishnah in Tares that says anitzeg v'chatafres u'mashke tefeach in echipo le'utum le'tare, so and Gemara says only mashke tefeach is not chibur, but tefeach la'tefeach is chibur. So that's only a limit of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's only by chatafres, and we call it Rabbi Yehuda only by chatafres, because we say gudachis, but otherwise, according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, so the Tefiach Latfiach is not Mechaber altogether. So, the Rabbanon passes like the Ri, not like Rabbanon. So he says, Because the Mechaber just mentions Zorashi Neker Shemineir, Rochel Kishverasanei. So one could say, maybe it means like Abnetan, the Neker has to be as large as Kishverasanei. But the Mali, he does not have to be Kishverasanei. So the Ramor spells it out. The Kiruach HaMayim Yikirech HaNeker. The Kiruach of the Mayim itself has to be Kirech HaNeker. Ule'acha Shemisari V'Apostle Makosheya, Afilu Rega, Nisha Le'elom Be'achshirei. Then it mentions another halacha. So the Mechaba Paskins, and Ramor does not make any haore on it, so that means that's the psak of the Ramor too. That, let's say, Ligabe, now when he says, Ule'acha Shemisari V'Apostle Makosha. Afilu rega, nishal eilom beachshere, afilu niste maneke. So look what the shach says. Kosa babach is sif kufyudal. Kosa babach, dav kebire vaposlum sheini posl. Hudi nishal beachshere eilom, avu bire vachotzer ima sholem, ki mishal niste maneke varu chotzer ufaneinu, ma noye li masho yemura bitchilo ima sholem, ki mishal achshem chotzer, bo yehei yoreshleimo vinechzero, וכן מוכח מראש הבית, זה לא בפושל כאן. וכן מוכח מראש הראשון, דברי שאיסקר חוסר ופוסל, וכאן לא איסקר לא פוסל, עד כאן. וכן כוסר בפרי שבשל מרשאו, וכן מבויה בשל שרוש, דימבייס, ודבור פשוטים עם הפוס, אני לא צריך להיות מנש, אני ניצור פושל. Anyone who is safe in the country, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So, I mean, so that's a double portion. And it's mukhach from the lotion. It's mukhach from the lotion of the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber in the Reisha, the very beginning of Sif Nun Beis, he says, Habo le'arev mikve posl oi choseh in mikve kosher. La'achshire. Oi sheshtei b'chaseirin, bo la'av la'achshire. So, he mentions three situations, three cases. One case, you have the mikve show, and you have the mikvah in the show, and both mikvahs had men saw, but one was show, and the one to cure the mikve psula by joining it to, by attaching it to the mikve shevo. That's one case. Another case is, you had one mikve shlevo, and then you had one mikve chasevo. Here you had 40 saw, and here you had 20 saw, and you wanted to join. A third situation, where, third case, where we had two mikvahs chaseres, and through the chibur we wanted to connect them into one mikvah. So when he says Shveres Hanei is capable of curing all the three problems, so there he mentions three different situations. Then when he says that if one for one moment it was mechuber, even though the connection was severed, so it's kosher, there he only mentions the first case where you had two mikvah shleimis, but one mikvah was a show, and you wanted to cure the psul of show. So there it's not necessary that the connection should be maintained all the time. As long as for one moment it's maintained, so that cures the show, that's mafkia the shem show. Mimele, it becomes a show once the Shem show is poka. So we'll avoid it's a show. Even if the connection is later on severed. Mashiach in the two other cases where you wanted to join two chaseres or one shlemo with one chasero, so then it's only kosher to be table in it if the connection is maintained all the time. But if the connection is severed, so what a day is the fact that for one moment they were united, but now they are separated. That's a double portion. Alright. But, so in the case where you have the mikveh show, and the mikveh kosher, and the mikveh sheol, and you joined it and for one moment, even though later on the connection was severed, so the shem show was poka, so the melee it remains kosher will work. So the Mechaber Paskos like that, the Mechaber of Ramon. But Rabbi Yehuchem has two mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuchem. So the Shach Leilom Be'achshire. At
אפילו רגע לחץ מסר ובקסור, עם הכושר, אפילו רגע נשאר לילון ואחזירי, אפילו ניסטה בנקל רגיל. ורבי ירוחם כוסר, שנסתפקו המפושי, אם נשאר השור ואחזירי, או הקימו שניסטה מהנקל, חייזר ובסורי כיבת חילו, ומביא לביסיוסי בדעת, מי שביטי בוחחנו לחתכם. ביטי בוחחנו לחתכם. So, רבי ירוחם מנשניס, two days, in regard to show. So, one motion, yes, it's all. So, one motion, one alternative for Rabbi Yeruchem is that regarding show, if for one moment the kosher, the show was mechuba to the kosher, so the melee, even though later on it's severed, so it remains kosher. And the other motion is no. The moment it's severed, so it is not kosher. Now, that is 2 days of Rabbi Yeruchem, where the Mechaber and the Ramo, we are not chishish for that washing the Rabbi Yeruchem, that the connection has to be maintained all the time. Now, but it's not such a good apostrophe. I mean, there is a basis to be chishish, even though the Mechaber and the Ramo are not chishish, because there are a number of Yeshenim who have the chicken. Now, the Rosh has a unique shite in this case. We discussed it when we learned the Mishnahis. Now, the Rashite is also like the Loshin in the Rabbi Yeruchem, that if the connection is severed, so then it's possible again to be taken in the year to fall. Mikreshut. The Rash. Now, the Rishonim discuss it in connection with Perik Mishne Ches. Perik Vov Mishne Ches. Mitari is a mikveh elim natachtim v'rochek nakorek. Keitza. Mei yisimen shal cheres v'shal eivah. ומניח יודוב תחתוב עד שמסמאו מים ומשכן ומעסיקי אפילו כסר עודי כסר עודי. So look what the Rashi says. First of all, there is another problem here in this mission. We say ill mikvois kishverasanei and so Ramatam says only nekevus kishverasanei, but like this the mayim only tefiyach hatfiyach, but the Rilian most reshein v'achirika Ramatam most reshein v'achirika Ramatam, and we say that the mayim is to kishverasanei. So the fruit, in order to cure a show, you should also require a connection kishverasanei. And here the Mishnah explicitly says mitarim esamit v'orelim natachtim ורוחת נעקורת, כי צפני בסיון של חרס ושל עבר, ומניח יודוב תחתוב עד שמסמאו מים, ומשכי ומעסיקי אפילו כיסר. די! אפילו כיסר certainly implies it doesn't have to be שרסנאי. Well, the כיסר implies that it doesn't even have to be שטביח לטביח, that's a question. So it's possible to say that אפילו כיסר means tefiyah latfiyah it has to be. But it certainly implies that it doesn't have to be kishver zaleit, because kishver zaleit is much more than kisaro. Kisaro. So how is it? How is it enough? So the Rash says, the Tenoch Anami, if show that be the Raise, in the case where show is the Raise, let's say according to the Rishayim, the Trubin show is the Raise apostle, so then the connection has to be kishver zaleit. But when the Mishnah says that it doesn't have to be Kishver HaSamei, the Mishnah is reference to a case where it's not completely shown. Gimulugi Mayim, one weekly had the Psul of show because Gimulugi Mayim Shum fell into it. But Chopalev saw was make show. So then it's certainly only with Rabbonon. So where it is possible only with Rabbonon, so then the Chachomim were making. And they said that it doesn't require, in order to cure the psul of show, so it doesn't require a connection of Shikara Zamei. But in Kisaro, and it doesn't even have to be Kedriya Latviyah, because it's a special kulek.
on account of the fact that Job is only Rabban. But if it would be the Raise, so then it would, now the Rashite here happens to be that even Kuli Job is only Pasim Rabban. So that's why his salary is not. But in any case where the Wawa is on the Raise, so then it requires a Hebrew Kishvara Samit. Now, then let's look into the Rashi. The Rashi says, Hoyim Natachi, Kishtei Mikwe Mishipua Shalaha, Hoyim Eimim Menson, Mitachi Eimim Menson, Vyesa, maybe see what is the Rashi, Echoderim Mishach Mitachi, Yitzor Kwaam, 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 ויחושב כמקרה, אחר, ויתנו אפילו בעלי, ופעם שאול מהיום מגיעים המים עשו עשה סירים, ובדי שונת אומרות נכתב עשה, וכך לא קטנו מייחד לתחתו, שאולי את מים מחוץ, כי נשמע לי עד שאול שניסה. הרוחק נקורן, תח, דוי חלשים עוד שם עבודו, והפציק כסה כוסי, כי הוא עושה את זה. So he says, we're not חיישיש. We aren't חיישיש, because since שאול וזאת מלרבונו, we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe a person severed from us. We don't have to be chayshish. We can tell that it wasn't severed. But if it will be established that it was severed, then it's possible. So in other words, the Rashi is like the Rashi in the Rabbi Yeruchem, that in order to be kosher, so the connection has to be maintained all the time. But if the connection is severed, so it's possible. That's the Rashi. Then the Rash says, Vikashe, Heich Mishabrim, Al Vichud Asare, Ho Lecho Apoches, Ach Yorabi Ben Yimeitro, Ben Yishver, Shem Yivitim, Tehi Abad, Hi Aboye. So, in other words, he agrees with the Ri, that when Gemara says, Tehi Abad, Hi Abad, Hi Abad, so it's only Al Yivir Abiyude, and only the Katakres, Ve Mishtabrim, 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 ונראה לפורש, לא היה להוכל בחוסר, אלא בשולר, אלא שהוא שול, הוא מעסיק לי כושר, והכשיר לי, ויסג בחוד השר, והכירו בשול את הרבון. בשיר הרבון. ושמו מטעם זה לחשיר בשיר אלא כאילו להיק את התחתס. Because he says, הועל לי, אין לי מן התחתס, so it involves another problem of katakves. How can you, המצווה katakves, הוא משקד לפי אחרי נרחיבו. So the Rashi says, if it involved the Shire of the Raise, so then Kisaro wouldn't be Mechaber and Katakhes wouldn't be Chibu. But since it involves the Shire of the Rabbanon, because the whole school of Shaul is only Rabbanon, so the Chachomer applied to spend a special Kula. So that number one, Kula number one, that it doesn't require a connection of Shvara Zamei, even Kisaro, it doesn't even have to be Tiviyah Rafiyah, even Kisaro, even Geveyach, not Geveyach Vakiyach, will be enough. And number two, Kula number two, that even the Katakhres, so it's a Chibur, the Gavishon. But not when it involves Ishara and Raise, so Katakhres is no Chibur, and then Kisara is no Chibur, and even Geveyach Vakiyach is no Chibur, and it has to be in Shikara Zaman. There's the Rashi. Then the Rosh, look in the Rosh here. So he says, מתארים ואין לי מנתחתם, כן שני מקוויז, שאין לי בשיפוע הרוב, ומי מסירים, מי סבי שייכו בעלי, מי שייכו מתחתם, וצנאל בעלי, וצנאל בעלי, בלי אחיד, הסיר, ובשיח המים, בשיפוע הסיר נהיה כשיר זה, שיסמרו למעט הוא יגיע תחת ישראל מצד העלי, במים שבעלי, וכשמסכים עם המים הרי בסנא מקווה, אין לי מתחתם, ימיח יודי, ואני אחיו לבחי אסיר אין שם למטו, עד שנשמר לאסיר אין גם למאיו, וכשיוצא יודו עבור כשני מקוויז מחבורים במאיו ולריך על שגר הסמאי רגע אחר, וכשנילד המאיו למטו נשארו מוסוקים כסר ודאי. So that's a very strange Rosh. When we learn the Mishnayos, we discussed it. So in other words, the Rosh, now the Rabbi Yeruchem is still ashamed. Whether has to be a connection for one moment only, or it has to be maintained all the time. In the Gapishon. So the Mechaber and the Rabbah, they both passed like the Rosh and Rabbi Yeruchem, only for one moment there has to be a connection. So the The Rosh says, no, it all depends. In other words, for one moment, there has to be a connection to Shira Zalem. Let's say, if you have a mikveh of Shol, and you have a mikveh that is natural, they are adjacent to each other, so then you have through the ceiling, for one moment, you have to make a connection to Shira Zalem. Then, after that, you can reduce the connection of Shira Zalem to a minimum. But you have to maintain the whole Apochas Kisar all the time. Now, it's possible to explain in the Rosh, even though the Rosh says that Kisar means even less than Pechot Riach. So then the Rosh says, but the Rosh is not Meshuvah to the Rosh. So it's possible to explain the Rosh, that the Rosh says all the time there has to be Kisar, or what does Kisar mean? Tevechot Riach. So then the Rosh is saying that if you have a mikveh shol and you have a mikveh sheni shol, so then you establish a connection. Through the ceiling, you establish connection. So for one moment, Shifras Hanim, water has to flow. And even though later on, less than Shifras Hanim, water flows from the mikveh sheni to the shol, as long as the Tefeach Latfiach, there is a continuity of flow of the Tefeach Latfiach all the time, then it's kosher. So there are two prerequisites. Number one, for one moment, there has to be a Shifra Sanit connection, and after that, it can be reduced. But a minimum of the Tefeach Latfiach has to be maintained all the time. Now, what kind of issue is this? Now, what's the shayla, the two Rishayas? What's the shayla in the two Rishayas in the Rav Yochanan? Whether there has to be a connection only for one moment, or it has to be maintained all the time. So Rav Chaim says, that's not mentioned in the Sefer, but that's with Yashmua. But actually, the Simo says the same thing. There are many things in the Chois that the Simo says that Chaim says the same thing. So the Simo, and actually it's implicit in the washing of the Malik in Chile Kutnum Robert. So the Pshat is as follows. What's the aloha of Ashoke? The aloha is that through Ashoke you can be Makia the Psul of Shoke. Is it a din of Chibo? Now we have two kinds of Ashoke. We have one din of Ashoke, is Ligabi Tuna. In other words, if mine became Tuna. So you bring the mind in connection, you attach the mind, you bring them close to a mikveh, so then the tumma is part. There it's a locher of zriyeh. And there everybody agrees. Even the Rashi agrees, because that's a mishneh mifreshes. We got it to mind made. So there is a mishneh. If you have, let's say, mind in a river, in a keil, and you put that keil of mind near a mikveh, near the yam, or near a mikveh, and the two waters, the mayim and the arevah, join the water in the yam, the water in the mikveh, then the heretofore tumah of the mayim and the arevah is broken. So then, even if you take away the arevah, so it's still toil. So Dano today is in regard to the ashoke of mayim mayim. So in regard to the ashoke of mayim mayim, everybody agrees that if for one moment there was a connection between the heretofore mind made and, now let's say this is the arego, this handkerchief is the arego, here is a mikveh, and this handkerchief is the arego, and there is a lot of mind made in that arego, and then you put this arego near the mikveh, and the water is joined, then you can take away the arego with the mind, and the mind will not be done. Why? That's the ashoke of mind made. Because as far as ashoke of mind made is concerned, so it's halacha of zriyeh. Just as you can be makiyet tumah from yerokis, let's say you have a vegetable, you have a cucumber that was itomish like a cucumber that was mikabel tumah, or you have psalm that was mikabel tumah, and then you replant the psalm, the onions, or the cucumbers, So then the Tumi spoke out through Zriya. So the same aloha of Zriya, the Gemara in Zohar says, that from a dollar, applies to mind pain. In other words, if you take mind pain and you dump them into a mikveh, so the Tumi spoke out. Why? Because by doping the mind pain into the mikveh, you are planting the water in the mikveh. So it's aloha of Zriya. So, insofar as Zriya of mind making is concerned, Dano today is Rabbi Yochanan. That's a Yishnu for Eshes. That mind should be Harevo, if you place the Harevo, that has mind playing near the mikveh and the water of the Harevo joined, became Chubea to the water of the mikveh, so then the Tumi is Foka. Then you can take away the Harevo with the mind, and you'll remain to it. Because there it's aloha tzriya. The shaila is, what's the ashoke of shuvim? So we can say that the ashoke of shuvim is the same aloha as the ashoke of mindmei. It's the aloha tzriya. So the mele, we have to say, even though the connection was severed, but the moment you connected it, for one moment, so then you are in effect tzriya, the mind shuvim, in the mikveh. So just as the zriye of mind playing in the mikveh is mafkia tume, so zriye of mind shuvim in the mikveh is mafkia shom. So it doesn't have to be maintained all the time. But the other shiti that says that if the connection is severed, then the mikveh is chizar niya and it becomes possible as a show, then, so that shita holds that there is no halacha of zriye ligabe mind shuvim. There is halacha of zriye. Our zriye ligabe mind mei, to be matkia mind mei for zriye. But you cannot be matkia the psul shol for zriye. But there it's halacha of mechidu. Kolam chuba le mikve ke mikve. So in other words, mind shuvim do not tell shem of mikve. But if you are mashik in mikve shol, to a mikve kshelo, to a mikve sheni shol, then the mikveh show becomes mechuba to the mikveh. As long as it's mechuba to the mikveh, it enjoys the same status as the mikveh. So the mele only if the connection is retained, but if the connection is severed, so you cannot say kolam chuba le mikveh to the actually the marik says it. Anyway, Reb Chaim says it, he explains it that way. So the mele, it is shayach to say, the shita of the Rosh apparently is, the shita of the Rosh is that in other words, there are two halachas. Now, I mentioned that we saw many times in regard to Amshoche. I mentioned it in explaining the shita of the shirtes, as why Amshoche is not effective bikulei, but if new memso comes in, brings in, then Amshoche is effective bikulei. Why? Because show that two halachas of show. One halacha of show is it's a psul, and then show does not have a chalisha mikve. So Amshoche, we explain it. Amshoche can be a matkia de psul, but Amshoche cannot confer a chalisha mikve. So that's why he says the shul test. But if it starts raining and then an additional memso comes in, so the shem mikve is conferred because of the new memso miksha. Anyway, so there are two halachas. First of all, there is a psul of show. And then, if it shows, it doesn't have a chalisha mikve. So, according to the Rosh, apparently, in every show, we have both halachas. If it shows, so it's possible. Show is possible. And then, if it shows, it does not have a chalisha mikve. So, the Meile, the Rosh says as follows. In explaining the Mishneh, So the Rosh says, first he has to manipulate that Shiferes Aleid water would flow from this mikveh to this mikveh. With flow, what is that? That in order to affect Zrir. In other words, as far as the psul of Shov is concerned, so the psul of Shov is pokach with Zrir. Just as Tumen is pokach with Zrir, so the psul of Shov is pokach with Zrir. So the Mele, so he says, so at the very outset we must manipulate, we must affect a connection of Shveres Aleph, because in order to be Mavkia, the Sheet of the Rosh is that in order to be Mavkia, the Tumah of my or here to form my place as a result of bringing it close to a mikveh, so there must be a connection of Shveres Aleph. If there is a connection of Shveres Aleph, then it's considered Zrir. But if there is no connection of Shveres Aleph, it's not considered Zrir. And that is the Sheet of the Rosh. In regard to the Ashoki of Mayim Tmeim, so we require a Shveres Aleph connection. So, number one is the Psul of Shov. The Psul of Shov. So in order to be Mavkia, the Psul of Shov, we have to resort to Zrir. So how is Zrir affected? If there is a Shveres Aleph connection, so mainly it amounts to Zrir. Why does Zrir depend upon Shveres Aleph again? The way that Chaim explains it, that the union of Shveres Aleph is basically Shio Yiyu. Now, in order that it should be considered that you planted the water in the mikveh, so it cannot be considered planted in the mikveh unless it's mingled with the water in the mikveh. If it's not commingled, intermingled with the water in the mikveh, it cannot be considered planted in the mikveh. Only if it's intermingled with the water in the mikveh. So then it can be considered Zoruah B'Sech HaMikveh. But if it's not intermingled with the water in the mikveh, so it's not Zoruah B'Sech HaMikveh. So in order to be Mi'ureh, we must have Shveres Aleph. So in order to have Zriyeh, we must have Shveres Aleph. So through Zriyeh in the mikveh, so you are able to be Mavkia the Psul of Shov. Just as you are able to be Mavkia the Tumah of my plane, so you are able to be Mavkia the Psul of Shov. But then, that's not enough. And once, for one moment, there was Zriyeh realized, so maybe the Psul of Shov is spoken a little more. But that's not enough. If it was Shov originally, so that means it did not have a Chalusha mikveh. So Zriyeh can only be Mavkia the Psul of Shov, but it cannot, Zriyeh, B'Sech HaMikveh cannot confer a Chalusha mikveh on something that did not have a Chalusha mikveh right now. So in order that it should have a Chalusha mikveh, we have to resort to Chivu all the time. So then there is Aloche, Kolam Chubo Mikveh, K'mikveh. So that's why the Rosh says, so Achi Yismalei, so Ukshiyose Yodov Nitzu Shnei Mikvois Mechubon B'mayim B'reichav Shnei Rasamei Rega Echo. So that is Mavkia the Psul of Shov. Fuzriye. It doesn't have to remain all the time. Ukshi Yishuaru Ukshi Yodov Amayim Mato Yishuaru Yisokim Kisar Yidai. But to the Psul of Shov is Pokah. But since this mikveh originally was Shov, so it never had a Chalusha mikveh. How can you be tabling it until it had the Chalusha mikveh is conferred on it? So Zriyeh was able to be Mavkia the Psul, but Zriyeh was not able to confer a Chalusha Shov. So what is able to confer a Chalusha Shov? The fact that the Shas Tfilah mechubah to the mikveh. So Kolam Chubah v'mikveh k'mikveh. So if the Shas Tfilah is still mechubah, so it can be tabled. So, in order to be considered Mechubah, all we need is Kisara. And Kisara means Keliach Latviach. So it's in line with the Chaim's Yisod, that the Keliach Latviach is a Shio in Chibo, and Shveres Aleph is a Shio in Irud, and the Meir in Zriyeh too. Now let's see how he passes the Mechal. Habo le'arev with the Fosu Yechoser in Mifne Kosher. Lachshire, Oish Shveim Chaser, Ubo le'arvom Lachshire. So she naked, she beneath him, Rochen, she never said, the Kilua Hamai, the Kerechal Nek, Ulaha, she sang about Suma Kosher, Afilega is Michel on Berchere, Afilista Maneke Maki, Koshiyami, she never said, or then, period.
Now he starts discussing something else. Kol sheyamid kishvere samayi is mimatik. Afu domo sheu mipriya samayi. So he says that even something that he originates in water, so it's mimayi the neke for shvere samayi. Now, so the kashi is raised, but the halacha is that you can be even tamer. You can even be tamer in dovo sheyitzros in amay. Let's say, suppose you can even be tamer in dovo sheyitzros in amay. So why do we say that kol sheyami kishveres amayim mimatim afu dovo sheyitzros in amay? So we saw that the Mishnah Achene gives a very simple and reasonable text. Mishne Zayin. Kol sheyamid kishveres hamayim mimatim. Kol sheyamid binofer bintzchires binyatchushim hamdeinim b'madumim hamdeinim b'mayim im eidim al pi'anekev mimatim mishveres hamayim v'in hamikvoyis misar. So he says, Rebshim gamlil eimei kol sheyamid hamayim toim. It's not in mind. But the Rambam passes like Tanakam. So Tanakam and Mashima Daphne might, because she might be on there. The Rambam basically might be on the campus of Tanakam and Mimai, because of this is Yom Shnegel Aswar. The Yishlema, the Mishnah Chen in Kerik Bob Mishnah Zay, Kerik Negel Aswar, the Hod Madbun Ben, the Shil Kemai, and the Kombo Kemimai, the Mai Gufai, the Mai Gubineke, the neighbor in Israel is there, Kemai Manikoshi, Man Lemon of Doing the Mai. It gives a very simple Mistava Teretz, the Mishnah Chen. I mean, it is strange that the Gilya Masho says something else. But it's a very simple Teretz. He says it's two separate questions. Whether you can table in it, so depends upon the question as to whether it has a din of mind or it doesn't have a din of mind. Now let's say, you can, according to Bes Yosef, so it's the shita of most Bishayim, and the pastors like that, you can be table in shalot. Now shalot is not mamish water, it's not a liquid shalot, it's a, shalot is a semi-solid. Is a semi-salad. So if somebody will immerse himself in shalek, so it's a good feeling. But suppose you have two mikvahs, and you have a yekek kishveres hamayim, and then you have shalek plugging the yekek. So it will still prevent you? Because why is there a loche of your mikvah kishveres hamayim? Why? Because water in the size of Shveres Hamei flows from one mikveh to the other. So it unites the two mikvahs into one mikveh, so it's the heart of the water. If it flows, but if there is shalek that plugs it, so water doesn't flow. So really, if water doesn't flow, so there cannot be any evil. That seems to be very simple terrace. But you can retain it in it. Why? Because it has a din of water. Now, the same thing would be true if it would be physically possible for a person to be table in ice. It's physically impossible. How can you immerse your body in ice?